I mean, it's hard not to be frustrated. This is appalling public administration. Now, this stuff today about gas prices. We're entitled to be angry about that too. What we're being told by these mining and exploration people is that coal seam gas protesters are holding up exploration. Therefore, we're short of gas. Therefore, just as when potatoes are scarce, the price goes up. So now it is with gas. Let me repeat again, there is no shortage of gas. Martin Ferguson, the then Resources Minister, said last year, quote, Australia has identified gas reserves that could keep up the rate of current production for nearly two centuries. Note the words identified. In other words, they're already there. Already there. Note the words, the rate of current production. It's already being produced. Well, where is it? It's going to China and India in massive export contracts to furnish the coffers of multinational companies. None of it's been quarantined for domestic use, as happens in other countries. That's the reason for the shortage. Greed. Corporate greed. You don't need the gas reserves in Gloucester or the Liverpool Plains or the Southern Highlands or Appin on our water table or Kyogle or Casino because, as Martin Ferguson says, we have identified gas reserves and we can keep up the rate of current production for nearly two centuries. All we've got to do is to keep some of it for Australians. Then the gas prices won't go up. And that's precisely what Richard Dennis, the executive director of the Australian Institute, is talking about today. He says the only reason domestic gas prices in Australia will go through the roof is because foreign coal seam gas companies are keen to set up in Australia. He says once these foreign outfits get operating and set up the infrastructure to export gas from the East Coast, he says then all gas miners, including existing local gas miners, will have the choice of either selling gas domestically or exporting it. And he says, like all sellers, they look for the best price. Australia's domestic gas price has been historically low, he says, because of the law of supply and demand. We've got lots of gas and a relatively small market. But once the infrastructure to export it is in place, and have a look at Gladstone, then that'll change, and the domestic price will have to match the international price if all our gas is not to be exported. And as I've said many times, well, there should be a rule whereby part of that gas has got to be quarantined for domestic use. There's the story, but don't expect us to be told the truth. 13 to 8.